You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Sedano and LZ with you here on 710 ESPN. The Mac Show is here. So that was not the clean version of that song that Mac requested.
Laura getting ready for the weekend. I see you, girl. Getting so nasty.
We dumped that. You nasty, Mac. You almost got Laura in trouble.
My bad.
No, man, it's all good. You know,
it's Mac just, versus Laura.
Yeah. To everyone's credit, you know, including Laura's, one would assume if it's in our system that someone would have made sure to take out some of that stuff, some of the language. But nonetheless, it is what it is. Mac, how you feeling, man? Let's talk about you. How are you feeling, sir?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I just finished a 4-day block of training with the team, which was good, man. The intensity is high. You know, I feel good. So we have 3 more days to train before our game on Tuesday, and we'll figure out who's starting and what the lineup's going to look like. But the team morale is high, and we're all ready to go.
You know, obviously this has been a season like no other for every league. But it feels to me that not having fans for LAFC is just gut-wrenching because of the impact that it has during the game. You know, is there anything that you guys have talked about to replicate that energy, whether it's piping in noise or anything like that?
Well, they have the in-fan, you know, noise in the stadium and stuff like that. Since we won't be playing a home game for the rest of the year, we don't have that at our disposal. But I said it from day one, even when we went to the MLS's back tournament in Orlando, we got to find a way as teammates to, you know, energize the group and really motivate the guys around you. You know, with fans, it's usually them who does that with their energy and the noise. But now, considering they're not there, you got to adapt and move forward, right? So we obviously miss them. It's because, you know, we're still a young team in the sense of how many years we've been in the league, and our fans, you know, came on the scene swinging right away. So we've never really had a season like this or had a time where we didn't have fans in the stadium because we weren't doing well. So it's a tough one, but we figured out a way to get the guys going for games.
And I'm sorry, I should have added, because we do travel well. I mean, I know we don't have home field advantage. I should have added, we travel well. So even when you guys were on the road, LAFC was present.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. There's a handful of games I can remember where, you know, it feels like a home game when our fans, our away fans are there. So, we do definitely miss them.
Of course, Mark Anthony Kay joining us here. Mac, LAFC, big first-round matchup on Tuesday, November 24th at 7:30 p.m. Of course, you can catch the action on ESPN television. And, of course, right here on 710 ESPN, MLS Cup playoffs. Big rematch. You guys faced them, obviously, in the Western Conference Final last year. What's different about them this year, Mac?
Yeah, you know, I think usually Seattle's a team that midway through the season, they're not at a good point, and they find a way to turn it on late in the season and helps them in their playoff run. I think this year, you know, they've been consistently at the top of the league, which is a change, you know. So I think they've figured out, you know, their strengths and their weaknesses, and they've had a really good year. But yeah, for us now, it's just going in there and being super difficult to play against. And we've never really been in a situation where we're considered the underdogs going into playoffs. And, you know, maybe that will play into our hands now.
When you think about all the things that have occurred for you guys to get to this particular place, and I'm not talking specifically about the pandemic stuff, but just, you know, Carlos, the emergence of Diego, things of that nature, what do you think sticks out most for you guys this regular season? And can you carry that into the postseason?
Yeah, I think this year was a lot about growth. You know, usually growth, people hope that growth in their life is just a trajectory upwards. But I think for us this year, you know, there's been a lot of downs where, you know, you had to like stick together and figure out a way to get back to a point where you're used to being. So I think the biggest thing, obviously, yes, Carlos being out or with Diego having a great year. I think the biggest thing is that a lot of guys were played this year. You know, I think we've used almost every player on our roster, and you know, that's a positive thing going forward for the playoffs, because we know we can trust guys who have gotten minutes. And also it just builds a better sense of team camaraderie when everyone has had a hand in, you know, the season, whether it was good or bad, but it's just good that everyone has been a part of it.
So Mac is giving away a autographed jersey, his jersey. And if you want to win that, be caller number 7 right now at 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. If you want to win Mac's autographed jersey, I mentioned earlier that he'd be giving it away, and we're going to be doing that now. Laura will take caller 7 at 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Mac, how much will you miss? I know some of your international players have also been affected by COVID protocols. Seattle will have 2 of their 3 international players back. How does that potentially affect what you guys are going to do, not being able to get some of your guys back for this particular matchup?
Yeah, obviously, you know, they're good players. So you want, you know, your best players to be available for selection. But, you know, we went in with the mentality that when they left for international duty, that they weren't going to be a part of it. You know, we didn't know what, you know, protocols the MLS were going to change, or if, you know, they'd be able to play, if they quarantined a certain amount of days. We didn't know, right? So we just went in with the idea that the guys we have going into training sessions are the guys who are going to play and who we're going to count on. So it doesn't change much. Obviously, it's unfortunate that these guys have gone, you know, positive tests for COVID. That's not fun for anyone, and we worry about them. But no, at the end of the day, you got to put 11 guys on the field who are willing to win, and I think that's what we got, and we have to do with what we have.
How are the plans going?
The plans?
Bruh.
Your wedding, bro.
Bruh. Let me tell you right now, man. I shouldn't have to tell you what plans. If I say the plans and you the dude getting married, you should know exactly what I'm talking about. You're going to get your ass in trouble, man.
No, yeah, you are going to get your ass in trouble.
We have enough time to figure that out. You know what I mean? So, especially with everything going on in the world, we don't want to have people coming to a mass party and having to get everyone, you know, rapid tests to see if they are allowed in at the door. So we're going to wait a couple years, and obviously we'll start the planning, I think, probably in the new year, just because it's a good feeling when you're doing it. We'll finish off this year with, you know, winning through the playoffs, and then we'll figure it out after that.
There you go. Hoisting that trophy. That's what we're talking about.
Are we invited?
How it has to be, man.
Are we invited?
Ooh.
Of course.
We make the
this
cut?
This is a big party, man.
Okay. I like it. I will be there. That's for
I'll
sure.
shower for that.
Yeah.
I don't shower for everything,
that's the one
man.
Rule. You got to shower.
Yeah. All right, Max. So we've got caller number 7 on the line. We're going to bring him aboard. David from Brea. David, congratulations. You're going to be talking to Mac. Tell Mac thank you for hooking you up with his autographed jersey.
Hey, thank you so much, my friend. I love it. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Appreciate the support, and I hope the jersey does you well, man.
Appreciate that. Good luck, guys.
All right, David, we're going to put you back on hold. Laura's going to take your information down. Look at that, man. You are a charitable person, man. You giving away your jersey. I love it. This is why we love you, Mac.
Thank you.
All right. You got anything else, you know, for us before we, you know, we let you go? You know, I mean, you said you were feeling good. You're feeling good about the matchup. You know, you told Zelzy to chill out on the planning, you know, that you got that. Anything else you need?
No, I'm good, man. And obviously there's exciting news for the city of L.A. when it comes to getting a new soccer team.
That's right.
In with Angel City. So that's some big stuff, man. I remember when I went to a women's game here at our stadium, and I'm telling you guys, I've never experienced something like that, to see the amount of young girls just watching this game so, like, encouraged and empowered. So I'm excited that, you know, LAFC has a partnership with them. They get to play at our stadium. You know, I think it'll do a massive amount of good for the community here and for young girls who are aspiring to be pro athletes. So it's exciting, man.
That is an excellent point. Angel City Football Club, LA's newest professional women's sports team, announced today, actually, earlier this week. It was yesterday, I want to say, that Angel City will call Bank of California Stadium its home venue. So that's cool stuff, too. Mac, best of luck. Hopefully we are talking to you after a win next week, okay?
We will be.
All right, man.
All right, brother. Okay. Is he gone?
Is he gone? Mac, you still there?
He's gone. No, he's gone.
Oh, okay.
Well, all right. Yeah. He did almost get you fired.
I know he did almost get you fired. He did say sorry, though. You know.
I like how he almost got you fired and then turned around and tried to be a feminist on top of it.
See,
he
would have laughed his ass off if you would have heard you say that.
How does that work?
Yeah. So thanks to Mark Anthony K. All right, coming up next, we got a free agency update. We got two Lakers, one coming, one going. We'll talk about it all in 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks to Mark Anthony K of the LAFC for his weekly appearance. He joined us on the Celebrity Hotline, presented by Morongo. Play it safe, good times. Our Picks Against the Spread segment will come on around 6:45 or so. Don't forget. Now, we don't have a cooler to give away anymore, LZ. We are out of coolers. We gave away all those great Corona coolers. People can play, and we will give them a Sedano and LZ prize pack. A little, you know, T-shirts, some T-shirts. We'll hook them up. We'll give them at least two.
I'll give you a half pint of blood. How about that?
No, we can't do that.
No?
Can't. Okay, yeah, you're not allowed to do that. Yeah,
oh, that's sorry. Sorry. It's not me, people. It's the rules. I would do it if I could.
So how about two T-shirts, and they are nice. They're like that good cotton. You know what I'm saying? Like the stuff that you put on, you're like, oh, this feels so nice. Because, you know, sometimes you get those free shirts, and they're like, you know, they're stiff as a board. You know, this is like nice stuff. It actually is kind of fitted, too.
I would tell you, you know, as a T-shirt aficionado, the first thing you check for is the collar of the T-shirt.
Yeah.
And this collar is less than 3 inches. So it's a good T-shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some of those cheap T-shirts have like these super thick collars.
Yes.
That are just like, I don't know, they're like anchors around your neck. And then the T-shirts are super boxy and they feel like they're exfoliating you as opposed to clothing you because they're so rough.
Yeah, I agree. So
Laura thought I was going to curse, but I didn't curse. Laura.
She did. Did you? She did.
Nope. I don't think so. No,
you didn't, but I was ready. I was like, nope.
oh, now you're ready. When Mac tells you to play a song, you just like, you trust him. But me, you treat like Dwight Howard. Wait for me to flake out or something. Okay,
no,
all right, I see.
No. But I mean, he did ask for Michael Bublé the other day. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
I wasn't expecting him to give me something with explicit lyrics on here.
Again, resume matters. And by the way, I am glad that you did admit that Dwight got flaky. Thanks.
Yeah, you know, it was a bit.
Got to call him like you see him.
I don't know what happened.
So we're going to give away two shirts to the person who plays Picks Against the Spread. For those that don't know how that game works, it's very simple. We have five games that we pick against the spread. This week's games are Rams and Bucks. Bucks are 3.5-point favorites. Chargers and Jets. Chargers are 9.5-point favorites. Chiefs and Raiders. Chiefs are 7.5-point favorites. Titans and Ravens. Ravens are 6.5-point favorites. And Packers and Colts. Colts are 1.5-point favorites. And so you're picking each game against the spread, but you're assigning a confidence vote to it. 1 through 5. 5 is the game you are most confident in picking against the spread. 1 is the least confident in you're picking against the spread, and so on and so forth, 2, 3, and 4 as well. And you can only use each number once in your confidence pick, okay? So that's how we'll do it at around 6:45. But let's catch up. Laura, give me the NBA music again because we got to catch people up on what the hell has been transpiring in the NBA. We start with the Lakers. Let's start with the good news, LZ. The good news is the Lakers signed Wes Matthews. Wes Matthews is a good three-point shooter. Wes Matthews is a hell of a defender. I think he is an upgrade on Danny Green at this stage of his career for $3 million. I love that signing. We had Amin on earlier. He loved the signing. You like the signing.
I like the signing because I need to see what's next. Mm-hmm. I need to see the rest. And I need to see – I need to make sure that when all the reporting is said and done that the signing didn't cause us an opportunity of someone else. So in a bubble, in a silo, if I'm just looking at Danny Green and Matthews, it's a great signing. But that's not the way you construct the team, looking at bubbles. You construct it looking at the entirety of it all, and we're still waiting to see what that is.
Oh, Lord, Ramona dropped the Ramona, a Momo bomb. You ready?
Yes.
You holding on to something?
I am.
Greg, are you holding on to something?
Oh, no.
Laura?
Nolan Arenado is joining the Lakers.
No, he's not. Nolan Arenado could be joining the Dodgers, but that's a different conversation. That's actually a good conversation. Ramona quote tweeted her Dwight Howard tweet from 56 minutes ago and said, also, sounds like the Lakers' initial talks with KCP haven't been fruitful. Emphasis on initial. So KCP's initial conversations, it sounds like they ain't close on a contract.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Now,
not okay.
I'm going to guess that the Lakers, he was making like eight, I believe, last year, right? Is that accurate? Uh-huh. My guess is the Lakers probably want to get him in that 10 to 12 range, and he probably wants, remember when he was making 15?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's if I had to guess, that's probably the issue.
He wants
right
that
now.
Danny Green money.
Yeah. Like, you paid Danny Green, I was better than Danny Green.
Right. Right. And he's not saying it. Our friend is saying it.
Mm-hmm.
So, does Rich Paul have Jordan Clarkson?
Yes.
And he just got Jordan how much?
13.
Yeah. So KCP is probably like, bruh.
Right.
And Rich Paul is probably like, bruh.
Yeah.
So if the Lakers thought they were going to bring him back on the cheap, I think not being fruitful means they're not getting him on the cheap.
Correct. So there's that. And if you heard me mention the Dwight Howard news, Dwight Howard, initially, we thought he was signing with the Lakers. Why did we think he was initially signing with the Lakers? Because Dwight told us so. Dwight tweeted at 4:17 p.m., I'm staying right where I belong. Laker Nation, I love y'all. Purple and gold never gets old. OLZ, it got old very quick, though. He deleted said tweet. I want to make sure I get the timing of that right. Within 3 minutes. And then we found out at 5:30 that he had signed a similar vet minimum deal with the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. You know? I don't know what happened. I don't know why he tweeted he was coming back. What information did he have that led him to that tweet? And what changed, which led to him ending up in the 76ers? I'm assuming Momo is going to do a 30 for 30 podcast on it soon, and we'll get all the details.
Right. Momo would totally be in on that, right? Oh, yeah. Like, that sounds like right up her alley, for sure. So Dwight is out. KCP, things are getting not off to the right foot, right? Like, that's – so, Greg,
but
how worried are you about the KCP thing, at least? Because, look, LZ made a great point. He wants that Danny Green money. By the way, he used to make that Danny Green money here in Los Angeles his first year. So I could see where he's like, yo, you got to pay up. Greg?
All right, then. We don't have Greg.
Okay.
Listen, I would also add, though, that maybe they've decided this is all we're going to offer KCP. Here's the number.
Uh-oh.
But we're going to go after Bogdanovich. With a different number.
So Eric Pincus, who's one of these capologists for Bleacher Report, by the numbers, the Lakers can't do more than $10 million for KCP if they want to use their full mid-level exemption, which I believe they do. That's the roster filled out with minimum players. Oh, boy. That can be tough. So what do you do with KCP? Do you just give him years?
You can give him years. You can also kick the tires on Bogdanovich and see if you can do a signing trade.
Right, but then you hard cap yourself. I don't know if you can make that work.
Listen, all I know is this. KCP, defensively and offensively, was important for us this season. And I know people want to trash him for the moments in which he couldn't hit a shot. And fine, that's okay to do that. But in his entirety, particularly during last season, he was a very productive player for us. Mm-hmm. So before we say boy bye, because we only remember the bad stuff, go back and think about all the moments he came through for us in critical moments in the postseason.
Yeah.
And ask yourself, who do we have that's going to do that for us now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. The funniest thing is in our group text, it just says, Greg Bergman, I was talking. Did you not hear me? No. Greg, are you there now?
Yeah, did you not hear anything that I was saying in that time?
No,
but it actually works out better this way, that this is the way this worked out, actually.
Usually it is, but I was talking. Nobody talked over me. And then all of a sudden, Laura's in my ear saying, hello, are you there? Hello, hello.
Yeah, we didn't hear a word. Nobody heard anything you said.
I did a whole thing on KCP.
Well, do it again. Man. Do it again.
Yeah, go ahead. You can do it now.
Let us know, Greg. Let us know.
I was just saying that I'm a little disappointed. Thankfully, Momo is saying that it's not just the initial conversations are not going well and still could happen, but he was a big part of this team. He is a legit now 3-and-D guy for guards. I would be disappointed if KCP doesn't come back.
Did you hear me say the Eric Pincus part?
No, I did not, because Laura was talking to me.
Look at you blaming Laura all of a sudden.
No, I was just saying what was going on. I'm not blaming Laura.
Sitting up here mansplaining. Wow. Look at him mansplaining why he didn't hear you.
That's not Lord, mansplaining Greg. Either.
Are you not a man? Not explaining? Hence, you are mansplaining.
By definition.
The connotation, sir.
Yes, by definition. By definition. By the numbers.
Offended.
He tweeted that the Lakers can't do more than $10 million for KCP if they want to use their full mid-level exemption.
Right, so that's a huge part of it. I mean, I want the full mid-level exception for somebody for like Serge Ibaka. So, or like, I think I heard LZ saying Bogdan Bogdanovic. So, which that's, he's not going to do the MLE anyway. But right. At that point, it gets real tough then, because I think you need to add. So if KCP is out in that sense, it might be the way it has to go.
Oh, Pat Riley always said it, the disease of more.
Well, listen, Pat Riley's paid. I'm not going to sit here and let him begrudge a brother for trying to get paid on his payday.
No. I'm not. He never begrudged him. He's just telling you that.
That's not a disease. That's just trying to get your money.
I know, LZ, but what he's saying is you're focusing on the word disease. But the gist of that conversation or that phrase is that it gets hard out here for a pimp when you win a championship. Because everybody wants to get
theirs. Hold on, we got a bomb.
Sham Sharania, the Los Angeles Lakers are nearing a deal with Montrezl Harrell.
Whoa, LC, we thought it wasn't that. We thought it wasn't the Lakers. We literally was like, oh, it's got to be the Clippers, right? He's back at LAX. By the way, you know who Montrezl Harrell's agent is?
Who?
Rich Paul.
All right.
You don't like the deal? You don't like Montrezl?
No, I like Montrezl. I'm trying to figure out what are we doing to replace the production of Dwight Howard. Montrezl does nothing for us when it comes to guarding these big, powerful seven-footers we got to face in the West.
They're going to get Marc Gasol, man. That's what's going to happen here.
That's the bomb I want to hear. That's the bomb I want to hear.
I mean, he's the sixth man of the year, Montrezl Harrell.
I don't care. He ain't 7 feet tall. He's not 250-some pounds. That's what we need. I don't need accolades. I need a big body.
Okay.
I like Montrezl. I do. He's a lox. Lox stick together.
That's right. That's what I was going to say.
That's a pun.
He's 240, though.
Do you think Montrezl can do anything with Rudy Gobert or Jokic?
No. Rudy Gobert. Jokic, no. For sure not.
That's my issue. We don't have anyone yet on the
Gobert,
roster that can do anything with that guy.
Not yet.
So that's what I'm worried about.
I know, but it's just day one.
He's also coming off the bench and can now – all right, let's just think about this bench.
Right.
You want to talk about pick and roll with Montrezl Harrell and Lou Williams. How about Montrezl Harrell and
LeBron.
And Schroeder off the
right.
bench?
No, but I'm saying and LeBron. LeBron's going to play 30-something minutes. He's going to play with Harrell too, you know?
No, Montrezl Harrell is legit. I'm not trying to say Montrezl Harrell is not a good pickup. My focus is on needs And what we need right now is a big, strong body. That's what we need.
LZ, but you're going to get a big, strong body. But you are remaking this team, to Greg's point, differently than you did last year. It doesn't have to be the same formula.
All right, man.
If they get Marc Gasol, will you be happy for Montrez?
I will be happier, yes.
All right, let's digest this. Montrezl Harrell going from the Clippers to the Lakers. What are your thoughts? 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. We will be back in 2 minutes to take your calls.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Sedano and LZ with you here on 710 ESPN. Breaking news, Montrezl Harrell goes from the Clippers to the Lakers. A two-year deal he signs. The sixth man, the reigning sixth man of the year, is a member of the Los Angeles Lakers. And the man who finished second in sixth man of the year, Dennis Schroeder, we already know is a Laker. That bench unit, fire, LZ.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you definitely can see, you know, where certain players are going to be headed out to.
Right.
Because with every signing, I'm seeing smaller and smaller places and minutes for like a Kyle Kuzma.
Yeah. Brian Windhorst. Montrezl Harrell's planning to sign with the Lakers 2 years, $19 million. Second season being a player option. Rich Paul tells ESPN. It's Brian Windhorst. Patrick Beverley is mad. He tweeted, what? With a bunch of emojis.
Wait till he gets traded. He could be real mad.
Yeah, our buddy Beto Duran, he's not happy with you, LZ. He says, does LZ Granderson like anything? It reminds me of my salty Tio at the parties I go to.
You don't want to
be the salty Tio at the Latino party.
Did you see what I tweeted back to him?
What? What'd you write? I didn't see it.
I said, I like the fact you're listening. Yes. So I do like something.
Yes.
There you go. There is that.
The salty Tio, though, is basically the equivalent to the uncle at the black barbershop. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, this uncle at the black barbershop is simply saying we haven't filled the one big hole that we need filled.
And
with
it'll
the absence
happen.
Of Dwight Howard.
And we don't need that Clipper stench.
Oh,
I'm
what?
Just saying.
What?
Okay.
We already got Jared Dudley and we still want a chip.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I like him.
So you're saying he's like a bigger piece, Montrezl. Okay. The Clipper curse.
The Clipper curse is real, man.
Oh,
I don't want
no.
any of
I didn't even think of that.
No. I do like the ideal of a lineup with AD at the five, Trez and Bron at the three and the four, Schroeder and Caruso. That, to me, is a tough, defensive-minded squad without giving up much on offense at all. I do like that lineup. That probably won't be the starting lineup, but I'm looking forward to seeing what that five would do on the floor.
All right, 877-710-ESPN. Let's go to Ash, who's listening in New Zealand, all the way across on the other side of the world, listening online. Hello, Ash.
Hey, how's it going, guys? First time
hey.
Caller.
What's up, bro?
I'm rooting for Barstow, representing B-Town, but I've been out here for a minute in New Zealand, but it's great to hear about Harrell. I mean, it kind of sucks with Dwight going, but in a way, he's going to replace that intensity on the offensive end. Not so much on the D, but I just can't wait. I love it because it's a dig at the Clips.
Right. Now, let me ask you this, Ash. What time is it in New Zealand right now?
I think it's about 3 or 4 in the afternoon.
3 or 4 in the afternoon, but it's 3 and the 4 in the afternoon on Saturday, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's Saturday today.
Bro, what you doing?
He's in the future.
No, he don't know what time it is. He don't know what day it is. I'm wondering, what you doing, bro?
Are you really in New Zealand?
He's having a good time.
I've been listening to you guys since what, about 9 o'clock this morning. Well, not you guys, but I've been listening to ESPN LA since this morning. Look, having the app's been great because I've been listening to ESPN LA for like the last, what, three years now at work. It's great, man, you know.
That's awesome, bro. Yeah. Thanks, man.
I'm just so happy to get online, finally get through. I've tried calling a few times, but yeah, man. It's just good to hear all the guys we're getting right now. I can't wait, man. It reminds me of back in the three-peat. how each year we sort of tweaked out the roster each time.
Right.
Yeah.
And it worked. Yeah. And it's going to happen again.
All right, Ash. Be good, man. Be safe out there, okay?
All good.
Take care. Let me go to Warren in L.A. Warren.
Yeah. Hey, George. That's an awesome move. And you're right. Your partner is Deal Salty, man. He is.
Name is LZ. Yeah. LZ, you want to address that you're the Salty Deal all of a sudden?
Yeah. No, Salty Deal.
No, I'm very confident because I know I'm right.
No, you're not, bro. Listen, they're not done. They need a guy to guard a taller guy. Gasol would be perfect or somebody like that. But they've upgraded over Danny Green. They got Wes Matthews. They upgraded with Rondo with a younger Schroeder. And now they've upgraded with Montrezl Harrell. So, yeah, you are a Deal Salty. So get with it.
So you just repeated what I said. We needed a big body. Thanks for calling.
I mean, they'll get there, though. It doesn't have to be everything.
I mean, how you going to say I'm wrong and then repeat what I say what they need?
No, he's saying you're being salty because you're not celebrating the signings enough is what he's saying.
No, what I'm saying is that
the individual signings.
There is a hole that needs to be filled, and I will be elated when that hole is filled. I have yet to say I didn't want Wes Matthews. I did not say I didn't want Dennis. I did not say I didn't want Trez. I said what we need is a big body to deal with those other big bodies on championship contenders coming out of the West, and I will be thrilled once we do that. That's what I said.
Right, but we could be thrilled in the immediacy of the other signings, too, is all I'm saying. Like, you know, those are good signings.
They've done
a good job this offseason so far.
Yes, and I didn't say they didn't do a good job.
Okay. No, but you were like, I got to wait and see.
I do have to wait and see.
I mean, but it's going to happen. That's an easy – there's going to be plenty of big men to choose from at the minimum, I think. You don't think?
Who?
Marc Gasol, Boogie Cousins, right? Like,
those are two names that I've mentioned. Okay,
right.
Who's after that?
They're not out of it yet for Serge Ibaka.
They're not out of it yet. I mean, if you listen to Kevin Durant's brother, perhaps, but I don't think they're out of it yet.
Right? So there's still plenty of opportunities. There's dudes taking their time. Fred VanVleet, not that he's a big man, but certain guys are taking their time. Bogdanovich is going to take a few days to decide. Fred VanVleet's going to take a few days to decide. Ibaka's going to take a few days to decide. Marc Gasol's getting offers. He's waiting a few days to decide. That's why, you know, there are people that think that the Lakers are probably the front runner there. So it's just, you know, there's some dudes that they want to jump in the relationship quick, and there's some people. You remember, like, when we were talking about the relationship, things, and I was saying, you know, I like the three dates, and I like the, you know, kind of a casual first date, and then you would go to, like, on to maybe, like, a dinner date, and then you'd go to something, like, fancier the third date. Like, it's just that. Just people, you know, they got different paces to this.
These strays do things differently.
That is true. There is that, too. Well, you did admit when Mason said that his first date with Juan was dinner and sex, you co-signed on that.
I sure did. And not with a rubber stamp, either. I used my hand and a pen.
Right. There you go.
To make sure that was authenticated.
Let's go.
Just so that everyone, you know, from Beto on down who thinks I'm not happy, that is not where I'm coming from. I'm like Kobe. The job's not done. So I'm waiting to see what happens with the big body, because some big bodies are more useful to us than others. And while it is true that there are a lot of big bodies to be had, that doesn't mean there are a lot of big bodies that we want. That's what I'm saying.
Let's go. I mean, I all those big men to me work out. And there could be someone else that we're not even thinking about that I haven't thought about that could be down the line too. Tim in Santa Monica. Tim, what's up?
Yeah, hey, I was stuck on the Montrezl Harrell pickup because I was so mad when they drafted Nance instead of him in that draft class. I'm just really glad that he's finally a Laker because he has a little heart and street knowledge that we kind of need for our team, I think, this year.
Well, some toughness for sure, you know, and thank you for the call, Tim. You know, there's talks about Jay Crowder, you know, speaking of toughness, could be a Laker, right? Like that. There's plenty of guys out there. Let's go to Marcus next. Marcus, what's up?
I want to let you know, this is Marcus from Las Vegas, man. I want to let y'all know that Lakers in the house out here. We love the show. And LZ is correct. I don't deal with you all the time, LZ, but you speaking the correct. You got to be cautious with these Clippers. And just because you win Sixth Man a year don't mean you do anything. We had Lou Williams. He was a Sixth Man. He didn't on his two stars.
Whoa! Marcus, you can't curse, my man.
I mean, you can, just not on the show.
Yeah, Marcus, is he gone?
Yeah, he's gone. I dumped him.
I dumped him.
Laura cuts him. That's her job, is to cut him off. If you curse, you don't get second chance, because then she don't get a second chance. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
That's how it works, you know, unfortunately. But Marcus, that's cool. He actually did agree with Laura. As much as he agreed with LZ, he quoted the, quote, Clipper stench, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, that's the old, you know, sort of way of looking at free agency. Guys are really way more mobile now. And eventually, you're probably going to end up with a player or two who's been with the Clippers just because guys move around more.
Right.
And taking shorter contracts and things like that. So
yeah.
I don't know about the whole Clipper stench thing. All I know is that we've done a good job so far. Rob has done a good job so far reloading. But with the departure of Dwight Howard, there is a real issue there that we haven't solved yet that needs to be solved in order to guarantee our repeat status.
Okay, cool. We have to play picks against the spread. We're just going to play us, right? We don't have a caller to play for that. It's too late. We got to go soon because we got to talk. We got to do crosstalk. So let's just do it for us this week. We will give a shirt out next. We'll give some shirts out next week, we promise, okay? So we'll do that. Laura, hit me with the NFL music real quick if you've got it. I'm sorry. There we go. All right, Rams at Bucks. Bucks are 3.5-point favorites. LZ, I know. Rams 5, right?
Bam.
All right, Greg.
That boy good.
I'm going Rams 4.
Okay, Laura.
Rams 4.
I'm going Bucks 4. That's a big one, obviously a big game right there. Chargers minus 9.5 versus the Jets. LZ.
Sweet Jesus, man. I'm going to do this. I'm going to pick Chargers for 4. But sweet Jesus, man.
You crazy.
You are crazy.
They haven't won a game yet. Exactly. All they have are eyeballs that Greg tweeted us like last week. That's all they got.
And I'm going to stick with my eyeballs for the Jets and take the Jets in the 9.5 with a 3.
I'm taking the Chargers 1.
Chargers, and that's my 2. Chiefs minus 7.5 versus Greg's Raiders. LZ.
Chiefs, and that's my 3.
Greg.
I'm taking the Raiders. That's my 2.
Ooh, look at you.
I did it.
Laura.
I'm taking the Chiefs, and that's my 5.
I'm taking the Chiefs, and that's my 5, too. I think that is blowout city. Mm-hmm. Titans at Ravens. Ravens are 6.5-point favorites. LZ.
Ravens 1.
Greg.
Titans 1.
Laura.
Titans 2.
Titans 3 for me. And last one, Packers at Colts. Colts minus 1.5. LZ.
Pack 2.
Greg.
Packers 5.
Whoa. Ooh. Laura.
Yeah.
I'm doing the Colts. That's my 3.
I'm doing the Colts. That's my 1. I think that's going to be a flip, coin flip game. All right. So that is our picks versus the spread. Greg is winning, right? You're winning. LZ's in second. I'm in third. And Laura's in fourth right now? Yes. I'm pretty sure that's the way it works. All right. We are going to take a break.
What is Greg doing? Greg, what are you doing?
I'm talking, and for some reason it's not coming through.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
You're in second, George.
Oh, I'm in second. Oh, still? Okay.
Yep. And LZ's in third.
Okay.
Still?
Yeah.
And I'm last? What? No, I'm just kidding.
Still. Yes, yes, yes. All right. Crosstalk with...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So, literally, in the time we're in break, there was 1, 2, 3 signings that happened while we were in break for a few minutes. It is time for Crosstalk. You're listening to KSPN Los Angeles. Just to update you on what the hell just happened, the Brooklyn Nets have signed Joe Harris. Good God, Joe Harris. 4 years, $75 million. Man, teach your children how to shoot a basketball is what I would say. Jeremy Grant, 3 years, $60 million with the Pistons. Wow. And then what else? What else? Davis Bertans, 5 years, $80 million. Again, $80 million. Again, teach your kids to shoot a basketball. And then one Knicks signing. Alex Burke, one-year deal, $6 million. That all happened literally while we were in the break.
Yes. And teach your kids, it don't mean nothing till you sign on the dotted line. At least according to Yahoo's Chris Haynes. Haynes
says that Dwight tweeted early. Okay, here's the story before we get to Cap. He says, sources within the Lakers organization say that they are adamant that a formal offer was never made, maintaining the dialogue was merely a deal concept. Howard thought if he agreed, the deal concept was a done deal. He was forced to delete his tweet. Lakers management informed Howard's agent that they had to consult team ownership and seek approval before making an official offer. I mean, that sounds weird to me, LZ. Like, so you make an offer, and if he says yes, you just got to be, oh, hold on? Like, I don't know. Something sounds off there.
Something certainly sounds off, but what doesn't sound like what we thought was that Dwight Howard agreed and then changed his mind.
Well, that may not have been the case, for sure.
Right.
That seems like that may have been the case.
It sounds like he wanted to be back and that maybe the Lakers didn't want him back, based upon the way I'm interpreting Chris Haynes' report.
Right, but how many times – I mean, look, I've covered this league a long time. You have covered this league a long time. I haven't heard very many times in my life, okay, since, you know, in the 17 years I've covered this league, where a team – sends an offer, the player agrees to said offer, and they say, oh, it's only a concept. You know, we got to consult with ownership even though we made you the offer. Shouldn't you be consulting with ownership before you make the offer?
I would assume so. But, the initial reporting from Chris makes it sound as if whatever they were talking about, Dwight thought it was a done deal.
That just sounds weird.
And that's why he tweeted what he tweeted.
Yeah.
And that's when he found out that it wasn't a done deal. It was a framework. Yeah. And, you know, he wanted to be back and, you know, it didn't work out. So now we have to find another big body to take his place.
Cap, does that sound weird to you, the way that those events lined up?
Yeah, and I love how skeptical you are about it. And I actually like where LZ's being positive about it. You know, somebody's giving him a hard time about being negative about all these signings.
About Montrezl Harrell. See, we finally flipped, though, because I was good on Montrezl Harrell and Wes Matthews, and LZ was like, wait and see. And then now on the Dwight stuff, it just seems like something's not adding up there. And LZ's like on the opposite end of it. Right. So that's why he and I work so well together.
Yeah.
Cap, I was very much in a wait and see because I knew that Dwight was a still question mark. And when you think about the series we had against Denver – and how easy Joker scored in the paint against Anthony Davis as well as against JaVale McGee, you realize that that big body, when he's decided to get in the post, is a handful. And we need a big body to counteract that. And when you look at all the series that Jokic played last season in the postseason, against the Lakers was the only time he didn't get a single game in which he hit double-digit field goals. Everyone else, against the Clippers, he had four games where he had double-digit field goals. That's important. So we need a big body to make sure that guys like Joker don't have it easy when we face him.
I'm with you, but I'm also with George in that, okay, but there's going to be a lot of available big bodies all of a sudden.
I keep hearing the same, too. So where's the lot? I keep hearing Marc Gasol, and I keep hearing DeMarcus Cousins. So where are the other big bodies that I – people keep saying there are plenty of that I've had yet to hear another name.
Yeah, George Ware. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, George. What big bodies you talking about, man?
All right, let me go through the list. I gotta
That's all I'm saying, dog.
Aaron Baines is out there right now, and he's good. He can defend. He can rebound. He can shoot the ball.
He can shoot a little bit, yep.
Yeah, so he's out there. Serge Ibaka is still out there. Jakob Poeltl is still out there from the Spurs. Let me see. Chris Boucher of Toronto. He's restricted, but he's a good young player. Let me see.
So you see my concern, Cap?
But those are good players. Hassan Whiteside is out there. DeMarcus Cousins out there.
The way you talk about Hassan Whiteside, I can't even believe
you
brought his name up.
I don't want him out there, but you asked me what
big. I can't even believe you brought his name up.
I mean, I'm just looking at the list. But, I mean, I wouldn't sign him. But what I'm saying is I gave you four or five guys there like that are functional NBA centers, like good NBA centers.
But I think, doesn't it also get back to the conversation you were having earlier? It seemed, based on the early reporting, that Dwight had put out, I'm staying, and then said, I'm going to Philly. So it seemed as if, again, just the way it all went down, it seemed like he changed his mind. Now it seems, at least on the reporting, that it was the Lakers who maybe had a verbal and he took it too quickly. And then they, for some reason, didn't want to do the deal. So my question would be, what do they have in mind? They must have something in mind because they clearly had him signed should they have wanted him.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. You guys,
I'm just saying, look, I have been very happy with what the Lakers have done today with Wes Matthews and Montrezl Harrell. All I'm saying is that the details of this story just don't add up to me on Dwight.
Yeah, something – I agree with you, George. Something – somebody dropped the ball somewhere. And from what Chris is reporting, it does sound as if Dwight wanted to come back, but either he jumped the gun on a deal – or he misinterpreted what his agent was saying. Whatever it is, I think we can all agree, it appears as if Dwight wanted to come back, but he either jumped the gun or an offer was rescinded or an official offer was never made.
Yeah, that's jumping the gun for a veteran player, you know?
And by the way, for a veteran's minimum, basically.
Man, I mean, usually it's like, just wait until it's done. Like, wait until everything's signed. Because, you know, you have a deal, but it's not really a deal until it's all signed. Interesting how he went right away. Like, can you imagine the call? Okay, Dwight, no, it's good, man. No, no, I'm telling you. Don't worry about it. No, no, it's good. I'm telling you. And then he goes right to Twitter. I'm staying where I belong.
Right.
And then, like, 5 minutes later, he's like, man, I screwed up. Sorry. They They actually have other plans.
So, you just never... We don't know. As I said, Ramona's going to have a great 30 for 30 podcast, breaking it all down, starting with the birth of Dwight Howard all the way up until this moment. And it's going to be amazing. In the meantime, just so you know, the listeners aren't confused about where I stand on this, I love what he has done, Rob Pelinka has done thus far. My hesitation is only because I remember that series. I remember Nurkic. I remember Joker. I still can see, you know, Rudy Gobert, who is not a great offensive player per se, but it still is a big body that can disrupt things if he's not preoccupied with another big body. And so that's all I'm saying. Dwight's gone, and there might be names out there, but the production that Dwight got, there's not a lot of guys that can give us that, especially at that price point. That's my concern.
Fair enough. I'm wondering what the Lakers are thinking. They had him if they wanted him, so they must have some plan B, which might be plan A.
Yeah. I mean, look, I've had faith in Rob from the beginning. I still got faith in Rob. Obviously, he got a chip. He knows what he's doing. I'm assuming he's thinking this way too, and he's got a plan in place, and I'm just waiting to see what it is. That's all.
Everybody's tough crowd here tonight.
I don't know.
Yeah. What do you think, Cap? Like, what has stood out to you that you thought was interesting today?
Well, I thought what would just happen just a few minutes ago. I thought the Montrezl Harrell signing was a really big deal. I thought you guys were right on. You know, he's kind of got like a tough guy thing that I, at least that's the way I perceive him, like big and strong and yoked. And I like that. I mean, I think that when you're talking about it, it's for me, it was always about it's LeBron, AD, get a bunch of other guys. I think they've upgraded a lot.
Tremendously. They're way better, I think, than they were last year.
Yeah. I mean, the toughness is the big thing, right? Like, this team is physically tougher, and we didn't give up shooting to get physically tougher. And you got to love that. You absolutely got to love that, especially at the prices that we're getting them at.
All right, Cap, what do you got coming up tonight?
What do you guys got coming up tonight? What are you doing in your real life?
I got some pizza and maybe some vino, perhaps.
LZ? Yeah.
I got some new flour I'm about to light up, see how it treats me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love how you were talking earlier tonight about how when George was trying to compare things to dating, and you said, you straight guys do things different.
You just do it differently.
And I was thinking, I felt like I kind of tried to do it the way you said to do it versus the way George said to do it.
How'd it work out for you?
I mean, pretty good.
Yeah, there you go, bro.
Good for you. There you go.
All that hard work. Cap, you don't need all that hard work.
I mean, let's just get to it. Let's get
Why read the novel when you got Cliff Notes?
Yeah, man. George, tonight, I've got a great show coming up tonight. PJ Carlissimo will be here to give some opinions about everything that's going on around the NBA. Al Michaels. Freaking
wow.
Al Michaels, dude, is going to be
awesome.
Al Michaels is unbelievable. You guys are going to love him. Who doesn't? Eric Williams is adding his coverage of the Rams to the Lakers as well for Sports Illustrated. He's stopping by. And Rams safety John Johnson III. What a character this guy is.
He's great.
So, yeah. So we got a great show coming up.
All right, man. Well, enjoy the show. Have fun. We'll be listening. I will be, as I'm decanting, I will put on the app to make sure I listen to Al Michaels. And we will talk to you next week, brother.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, man, you too. LZ, excellent work as always.
You too, brother.
Greg, great job muting yourself occasionally. Laura, great job dumping the music that cursed. Everyone have a great weekend. We will talk to you on Tuesday, actually, because we're off Monday for the